Kia ora koutou and welcome everybody to today's live chat on Whānau Āwhina Plunkett, where we share some practical information to help you all on your parenting journey. Ko Chloe tōku ingoa, my name is Chloe. I work with our lovely team here at Plunkett Line. And today we are going to be doing a live chat on how to help our tamariki and our pepi out in this hot weather and making sure they're nice and comfortable and safe. So, but before we begin with our live chat today, we all just want to acknowledge the really tough time and challenging situation we're having at the moment here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, with the transition into the red traffic light setting. And this is a really tough time for everybody, and we understand that. So, first and foremost, please always make sure you're looking after for yourselves. This can be a really tough time for some whānau. So if you need that support, please do reach out. If you're a parent or if you're a caregiver, always please remember that Plunkett Line is here for you 24/7. We can be reached on 0800 933 922 anytime, day or night. And there's always a nurse there to help and give you any support you need. So back to our topic today. So it has been, as we were just saying before we came on live, it's been a hot few weeks and it's going on. Maxine's there, way up on the coast, being hot today. So and it's going to be going on for a little while yet, but it's a time to enjoy. But we want to enjoy that heat and we want to make it nice and safe to as well with our whānau and our tamariki. So today I have got the lovely Maxine and the lovely Mary here to share some wonderful tips and wonderful knowledge with us and to help us through this time, because heat can affect us all in different ways, especially with our pepi and our tamariki. It can make them get hotter a lot faster and get dehydrated too. So with further ado, if I could ask you both to introduce yourself, please. So Maxine, why don't you go first and introduce yourself to everybody?
Thank you, Chloe. Tēnā koe, Chloe. Tēnā koe, Maere. Tēnā koutou katoa e te whānau. Ko Maxine Takoingoa. I'm a Plunkett nurse working in the Mana Porirua team. And as Chloe was saying, it's been very hot. In our household, our main issue this summer has been sunburn, so we've been trying to keep really, really on top of that. And we're going to go over some conversation about that tonight. But I've been with Plunkett for 6 years, and I've got 3 kids of my own, so I get it. It's tricky.
It is indeed. And Maire, could you introduce yourself to everyone, please, as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Kia ora koutou. Ko Mary Perrott toko ingoa. Hei kia ko toko tonga mahi. Ke whānau āwhina oe mahi ana. I'm an educator with Whānau Āwhina Plunkett, and it's a pleasure to be with you guys tonight.
Lovely, awesome. Thank you to you both. So if you have any questions throughout our chat, please do just pop them in the comment box. We will get to as many as we can. And if you need any help with any other topic, well, as I said, always remember Plunkett Line is there for you if you have any babies feeling a little bit poorly or if you have any questions about parenting. Okie dokie. So let's get going. So first of all, let's talk about what are the kind of top needs we need to consider when we're looking after our little ones during hot weather. So Maxine, why don't you kick us off on this one, please?
Yeah, so being summer and being in our wonderful Aotearoa, we do as Kiwis like to get out and enjoy our environments. We've had some beautiful weather this summer, lots of clear days, no clouds. And yeah, it's wonderful, but it does bring that challenge of keeping our children safe in the heat and in the sun. So the main challenges with our little ones is going to be sun protection. So preventing that sunburn from occurring, hydration and stopping our little ones from overheating. Travel during summer is another really tricky one. And I guess, keeping them from getting too hot and just too grumpy and too unregulated really is another one. So keeping them cool just in general, yeah.
Lovely, awesome. And with hydration as well, what are the is that a difference between like with breastfed babies, do they need to be fed a little bit more, or babies which are on solids? Are there any kind of differences there?
Absolutely. So with our little ones, it's a little bit different to how we manage the heat with our bigger ones. Our little ones find their bodies are not developed enough to regulate their core body temperature very well. Older children and adults have the ability to, you know, do things such as sweat, you know, to be able to prevent overheating. Our babies don't have that ability yet. So when they're really young, they can overheat really quick and they can cool down really quick. So as the caregivers, we do need to be quite consistently throughout the day, just checking, are they feeling too hot? Feeling too hot, cold. If baby's really unsettled, that might be one of the first things you need to check. Are they wearing too many layers or not enough? You know, if the weather changes and, you know, end of the day, you need to put a layer on, sort of thing. So that's definitely one part of it. Like you said, keeping their hydration up is a huge part of that, keeping them cool, you know. So breastfed babies, absolutely, they're going to want to breastfeed a bit more. They just feel free to breastfeed on demand during this sort of temperatures. The other thing with our babies who are formula fed, feeding them when they seem to need it, they may need a little bit more because their body is processing all these fluids really quickly. Another thing might be to introduce just really small amounts of, maybe ice chips or little bits of water for formula fed babies who are a little bit older. And when we say little bits, we're talking, 10 mils here, 10 mils there, you know. We're not saying large amounts like a full bottle worth, because we still need baby's main hydration to be their formula feed. I guess another thing just to mention there is that up until the age of 3 months, we are wanting it to be cold and boiled water, just to prevent any sort of, contamination. Their immune system's not really big enough to fight off all the wee bugs we come into contact with in our environment. So cold, boiled and then cold water for our under 3 months. Over that, you can use small amounts of safe drinking water.
Cool. That's lovely. Yeah. Cool. And for children who are eating solids, so are older babies, what's some kind of good foods as well for them to have when it's hot out?
Totally. So we're talking about fluids that are, foods that are quite cool and full of fluids. So it doesn't need to be, you know, the sweet stuff, which we often reach for, the ice blocks and stuff like that. Sometimes just things like, an apple out of the fridge using, you know, slicing that or grating that. Sometimes it can be an orange. You know, there's lots of fluid in that orange. Sometimes giving them like a cold, wet, damp face cloth just to suck on is a good one. An ice cube wrapped in that face cloth is good, and that's also really good for our teethers. Good way to kind of gnaw it. Watermelon is a really good one. There's so many ways to get that extra fluid into our older gen, but of course the main thing is keep it on hand wherever you go to just make sure you've got that water with you.
Mm-hmm. And important for us as well, make sure we've got all our water as well. Parents need to take care of ourselves too, keep hydrated.
Super important for breastfeeding mums, but really important for non-breastfeeding mums and dads. We need to stay hydrated just to keep ourselves going, really. With the kids and the busy summer days.
So true. Cool. Absolutely. Awesome. Thanks, Maxine. Thank you. And and talking of food as well, sorry if no one's had their dinner yet. I may make you hungry. With summers in Aotearoa and other places as well, barbecues are a really big part of those outdoor get-togethers, getting together with friends, catching up with people and having those really nice long evenings. But again, we want to make sure this is really nice and safe too. So Mairi, do you want to share some advice, any tips with people just to make sure we're doing this nice and safe?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and it's a really good point. I mean, looking at our lifestyles, when it's summer, we all think barbecue straight away and outdoor eating. So there are a couple of things to remember. First, too, remember, of course, with food and heat, they're not often a good mix, and we have to be really careful, too, about food safety. So just making sure that we're keeping things in the fridge, checking use-by dates. Things will go off very quickly if they're left out, and also attract bugs. So just a couple of things around that. But safety... in regards to the little ones too. They love to help, and it's great to be able to give them some jobs. We just have to be really considerate of the age and stage they're at. So it may be that they can help you carry some things outside. Maybe for the older ones that they can actually help you start doing some of that food prep. We need to make sure, obviously, they've got washed hands, very important, that they're supervised and they're safe. If they're going to be going out into the area where the barbecue is, make sure there's an adult there and they're not getting too close to the heat source. And there are ways that you might be able to protect that, you know, put a table in front of Mum or Dad are barbecuing over here. Maybe they could pass it across the table, whatever they're doing, but just really careful of that as well. If you're the person doing the barbecue and you've got the children outside, just being really careful of where they are. It's that whole thing the whole time, just being aware, a little bit of supervision. Even though it's your own garden, things can change. One of the things I was going to say that, you know, we had some rain here in Whanganui Atara yesterday and it was quite heavy at stages. And whilst on Tuesday, the little one may have been playing outside quite happily and safely, that rainfall may have actually presented some dangers. There could be a full bucket, could be a tarpaulin on top of the sandpit, which has water. It's only 4 centimetres of water, actually, a child can drown in. So just being really cognitive of checking all the time as well. Yeah. I was going to jump in just for a second because I meant to ask you, Max. I remember from when my boys, who are a lot older now, were little, the nappy was always a giveaway if they were dehydrated. Remind me again.
Absolutely. So if they're having kind of dry nappies, especially no nappies within a 3 to 4 hour period, we are wanting to really push a little bit of fluid, especially with our babies. So it's really important that they're getting the nappies, that they're getting the fluid they need, and we're seeing it coming out the other end. Another thing is if it's really quite yellow, quite smelly, not a really large amount, then we might be looking at a bit of dehydration and we need to hydrate that bubba really quick. And if you're not sure, either call Plunkett Line on 0800 933 922, or you know, if you're worried, if they're drowsy, they're not feeding very well, they're sleeping a lot, they're looking really hot, red, and feel hot to touch, then definitely take them straight on into an A&E clinic, get them assessed. But yeah, it is quite for our older children. You know, we know you're kind of, when they're a little bit older, maybe over 6 months, maybe toddlers, preschoolers, you get to know your kid and how much is normal for them, right? Parents are the experts in their own children, and they will, and it's honestly, you can often tell, hey, I haven't seen them go to the loo. Actually, I don't think they've had their nappy changed in most of the day. Let me have a look, you know, things like that. So trust your gut, really, would be my advice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know your own tariki, don't you? You know what feels right and what feels wrong, and you have to trust your gut.
Absolutely.
On that, eh?
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you know, it's giving the sips of water frequently, then you know. It's, you know, with our older children, you're not going to kind of overwater them. Offering them their drink bottle, their sipper cup, their cups of water so that they can sip away at it during the day. It's just keep reminding yourself, you know, sometimes you might want to just do it before, you know, every hour or something, just offer a sip. Those sorts of things are really going to help get into the habit of it.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Yes. Very good points. Thank you guys so much. And going back to you, Murray, as well, you know, you were saying like with your own garden and things changes, if you're going over to someone else's house, are there any kind of sort of quick checks, any kind of scans around that people should be aware of when they're visiting other places?
Yeah, for you and for whoever is looking after them too. And, you know, a good example might be grandparents, you know, who absolutely love their grandchildren to death and may not remember quite what it's like just to be doing that checking. So maybe do it yourself or just remind them, say, look, if they're going to be playing outside. And it's lots of different things. It may be that the dog, you know, you haven't picked up their poos yet. Make sure it's all clean. Cats also like to go on flower beds and sand pits, so we're all careful of that. what's planted in the garden. Might there be some plants in there maybe that might be dangerous for them, or things that have come off, you know, little nuts and berries, things in the garden that may be set up for adults to use, or tools or anything like that. All of those sorts of things, we just have to have a scan all the time and just check. Mm. And you're right, going to other people's houses who maybe don't have children, maybe aren't used to or remembering to shut the gate anymore. What's actually changed? Has the courier been in and accidentally left it open? Mm. Just be really careful of checking what may have changed in that time, but also that supervision too. So we need to be keeping an eye. Yeah.
And that is really key, isn't it, is the supervision. And it's that whole adage that if everyone's watching, then no one's really watching. And so, you know, designate someone, you know, can you watch the kids? I'm just going to pop into the loo. Or, you know, tag team, support each other, be a bit of a unit so that there's always someone with their eyes on the kids. And I guess, you know, that's another really important thing for summer is with water safety and how incredibly important it is to always be watching and actively supervising. So being quite close to your children and, yeah, again, eyes on them when they're around the water. Like you said, unfortunately this year, you know, New Zealand's had a really high death toll. You know, for water deaths and drownings, and you know, we're a nation of water lovers, and we're surrounded by water and the moana and the awa, but yeah, it definitely comes with its risks. So, you know, focusing on that as well is a real safety point with our little ones while we're out during these summer days enjoying our waterways. And I guess the other thing around that is, you know, when we are out enjoying the day and we are protecting our children from the sun, with the water, we do need to be reapplying. Reapplying our sunblock and stuff, don't we? So it's with the little ones, really important to ensure that they have mainly for our babies under 6 months. The best thing to protect them from the sun is going to be shade, shelter, so clothing covering their skin, loose, light but closely woven materials is the best. So like cotton is really good, and wide brim hats, things like that to actually keep our baby's skin in the shade. Where that isn't possible, it is safe to use sunblocks on our babies. So with our little ones, you might want to spot test it or patch test it a wee bit first. So, you know, a little $5 or 5 cent coin kind of amount just somewhere on their arm, say, or their thigh, because our baby's skin is so sensitive that we do need to really, you know, just check first. And often if you find one that's kind of fragrance free, without too many additives or preservatives, then that's one that you can give a go. And if all goes well with that patch test, then yep, you can use that on their skin when needed.
Cool. Absolutely. That is awesome advice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea too with the, I find with the little ones too, to start from very little, explaining to them why you're doing it. You know, why are we putting sunscreen on? Why are we putting a hat on? And talking about why it might be dangerous for them to be exposed to the sun, because all of that modelling and that language and getting them to understand the reasoning behind it is really important in their learning to become, you know, good at protecting themselves as well. So it's never too early, I don't think, to start talking about it with them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's teaching them sun safety, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Slip, slop, wrap is a great little motto for toddlers to get their heads around too. So
yeah,
it's the
fabulous
one.
It is. Awesome. Lovely, lovely. Cool. Yeah. And of course, in a couple of weeks, we have Waitangi Day coming along too, our next long holiday, thank goodness. And we've got a lot of people, even in the red light setting, we might still be traveling around the country, making those drives to go see some people, see some whānau, see some friends. But of course, driving is something we need to be aware of too, or any long journey you might be having with your pepi or your tamariki, and making that nice and safe. So any tips around that at all and making those journeys nice and safe, Maxine?
Yeah, absolutely. So we all know that when travelling with our pepe and our tamariki, we are wanting to keep them safe in their child restraint. Really important until they're 148 centimetres tall. And basically, so whether that's a capsule or a rear-facing car seat or a forward-facing car seat or a booster, knowing what's right for your child is really crucial. You can contact the 0800 number for the Land Transport Help Desk, and we can pop that up on the chat at some point. That's the NZTA's kind of information help desk. They can put you in touch with a registered car seat tech, and the car seat technician can give you the correct advice for your type of car seat, the age, size of your child, your car, and they can make sure that your baby is travelling safe in their correct restraint.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's really important for children to be rear facing when they're younger. So both Plunkett and Waka Kotahi, the NZTA, they recommend that children are rear facing up until they're 2 years old, if possible. It's about 70% safer if the worst does happen, if there is an accident. And always follow those instructions as well on your little one's car seat. It'll let you know what's safe for them to be in. For their stage in life, for their height and weight. And even though it may be tempting to put them in the front seat sometimes, it's always safe for them to be in the back seat. We want to make sure everyone's really, really nice and safe. And if you want to know more about car seat safety as well, there was a really great Facebook Live that we did, I believe it was back in July, with Simone Bedell, who's one of our wonderful injury prevention managers. And you can access that on our Facebook page too. And that's got some really great information. So if anyone is just joining us as well, just a reminder, we're doing our chat today about tamariki and pepe in our hot weather, giving some good kind of tips and advice about getting through this hot time. And while we're sort of on cars and on journeys as well, Maxine, is if you are doing a long journey, say, you know, a 4 or 5 hour stretch somewhere, should people be taking breaks regularly? Are there different times that people should be taking those breaks?
Yeah, absolutely. So car rides can be quite long in this country, and you know, you can get really hot. You're staying in the same position. Sometimes it's really important to take those breaks. So for our little ones, kind of every 2 hours, it's important to stop the car, get them out of the car. If it's really hot, aim for some shade and just a bit of an opportunity to stretch your legs, get them to stand up, do a bit of, you know, a little bit of hopping on one foot and on the other if they're preschoolers. And the other thing would be with our babies, it's really important to get them out of the car seat and allow them to move their hips and their legs and straighten their back and their neck. For our little ones spending long periods in that position, things like gas and wind can get really trapped and they might be really distressed afterwards. They need to be able to wriggle around and squirm. The other thing is always just keeping tabs on their breathing. So whoever's in the passenger seat, if there's an adult sitting in the back next to them, keeping tabs on that. We don't want baby's head slumped. If you think of the airway as a tube or like a hose, like a garden hose, if it gets bent, sometimes it can close off slightly. So it's really important to be aware of that with our babies when we're keeping them in that capsule for a long period.
Cool.
So great. And breaking, getting them out every 2 hours.
Yeah.
The other thing I just want to touch on while we're talking car seats and car safety, is so important just to never leave our little ones in the car unsupervised. You know, our babies, of course, a short period of time again with their inability to regulate their body temperature. You know, you might just feel like you're hopping into the shop to grab something really quickly. You forget to, you know, you know, and you leave baby in there, and then all of a sudden you see your neighbour or your old mate or your auntie, and you're having a big catch up, and it's gone 15 minutes. That's enough time. That's more than enough time for baby to become seriously dehydrated and to get heat stroke, basically. So it's just so important. Never leave baby in the car by themselves. And older kids as well, you know, it's just kind of like those situations where your older kid locks the door and you've left the key in there, and actually, you know, you can't get them out. And that can be a really scary situation. So if you ever do find yourself in that situation, just call 111, because it could turn pretty critical pretty quick.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That is fantastic. Fantastic advice there. Thank you. And we actually have someone who has asked us a question. So thank you. If anyone else has any other questions, please do type in. Let us know. So this is a question from Amber. So she asks, regarding sunscreen and patch testing, how long should I wait for allergies or irritations to surface from the patch test before deciding the sunscreen will be safe to apply to my baby?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. So if you're patch testing, let me just have a nosy. Just on that, there's really awesome information on the SunSmart website. So if you've got a few more questions after we've answered this, you can definitely check that one out. It doesn't say specifically on my run sheet, but we're looking at probably give it 24 hours to see if a reaction develops, and then the next day you know that you can use it. So it might be good to, as soon as you get it, whether it's, you know, the evening and they don't necessarily need sunblock on then and there, it's still a good idea to put that patch on. It's still a really good idea to do it on a cloudy day, you know, because even on cloudy days you can get sunburnt, but on an inside day or whatever, you know, just to see. So I would give it sort of 24 hours. Yeah.
Cool. And if you're wondering about amounts too, there's as you said on the website, is fantastic, Maxine. Nano Girl is on there, and she does a really good clip about how much to use. And just a rule of thumb is, for adults, a teaspoon of sunscreen on each arm, a teaspoon for your face and neck, a teaspoon for front, and a teaspoon for back. So smaller amounts for children, but it's a really good rule of thumb to remember as well. Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. That's so cool. Nano Girl's amazing. Our girls love
her. Yeah, she is wonderful.
Her.
Yeah. And I, if you don't mind me just jumping in, I was going to talk about the car thing too, because often when we go on car journeys, it's very fraught. You know, it's hard on us. We're usually going on holiday. We've had to pack. We've probably had a, you know, pretty sleepless night. Have a think about that planning and how it works best for the tamariki and for the whole whānau really as well. And it may be, if we're talking about heat, that you leave early in the morning before it gets really hot, or leave the journey until later in the day or early evening when it gets cool. You may want to do it around sleep times if you have a child. And in my case, I had one. It was very fraught the whole time. Not a big fan of the car. And so we had to plan around that. So having a think about that, get yourself a really good playlist, you know, get your Spotify playlist out or whatever it's going to be. Some of the kids' songs, some of your songs. You can actually, as a family, you can have a little sing-along. Have some books, some toys that they enjoy. Make sure that you've got your snacks. Remember, in the times that we're in at the moment, it may be that you need to travel somewhere and you may not be able to stop if we are talking about the COVID situation. So be prepared, have the things in the car with you, have you know, changes of clothes because little ones get sick, have an ice cream container if you need it, and stuff to keep them entertained. But you could even have some podcasts, some stories on Spotify that they could listen to as a family. Just thinking ahead, I think that's the big thing. But remember, you'll be stressed as well, so be kind to yourselves, you know, make sure that you don't beat yourselves up. We've all been there.
good parents get pushed to their limits, and we know that.
Absolutely.
Awesome parents get pushed to their limits by parenting. And I guess, you know, like you're saying, like, you know, reducing the stress for the adults and the kids, that is a summer safety issue. You know, that is a real summer safety issue. It's about keeping ourselves safe, not just physically but mentally.
Good point.
Having that playlist is an awesome idea. Nothing can alleviate some tension than a good sing song. Lifts everyone's spirits and
it depends. Depends what the favourite of the day is.
Well, if it's baby shark for the 20th time, maybe not.
Never again.
Yeah.
As you say, so children and adult songs, do a nice mixture.
It's a good opportunity to teach them about taking turns.
Good point. Absolutely. Yeah. I was just going to say too about the sleep, because we're talking about maybe, you know, doing it during sleep time, but sleep can actually be really affected too by heat. We all know what it's like when you've got a heavy duvet on and you're all, you know, sticky and everything else. Well, thinking about little people, often they can't actually tell you what's wrong. So, you know, we need to think ahead too about what are they wearing? Mm. Are they too hot? Have we cooled the room down before they went to sleep? Sometimes actually having the windows open, curtains closed for an hour or two before they go down might be a good idea. Yeah. But yeah, you have to be so patient, don't you? Because often they can't tell you. We have to read the signs and the cues. We do know that everyone needs good sleep.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So those are the things to consider, when our nonverbal kids and babies can't tell us. When they are losing it, that behaviour is, a need not being met or a want not being met. You know, that's a response to something not being met. So just go through that tick list in your head. You know, do they need a drink of water? Do they need a nap? Do they need some kai, you know? Do they, do they need to take a layer off? You know, those sorts of things can often help. And a big hug often helps. Big sit down, chill out and cuddle often helps. But, yeah, it's a tricky time, but it's also a wonderful time. And it's so lovely to be able to get out and enjoy our environments. But even if we are, you know, as some of our whānau out there are now, you know, stuck at home, maybe isolating, around the home is just as important to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice, definitely. Well, that brings us very nicely onto our final kind of topic is not so much for people stuck isolating at home, unfortunately, but if we are lucky enough to be out and about doing some outdoor activities, maybe camping, maybe going on a few little tramps, few little kind of mini hikes with our little ones, what are some good safety tips for those outside activities that we'll be doing?
Yeah, good question. And some of those things too are what we've talked about. It's that supervision and that safety and that scanning. When you're going to a new environment with littlies, what does it look like? So what might be the dangers there? Might it be a water hazard? May it be that there is a bush they might walk into and you can't visually see them anymore? Are there animals around? You know, bees and bugs, the big things in summer, and really nice when you get stung. So, you know, we've got to be really looking at that type of thing. The outdoors are great for kids and they really enjoy them. And also the alternative to that is sometimes it's an occasion where it may not be so happy if something goes wrong. So that planning is really important. Mm-hmm. Make sure you've got everything with you and you're self-sufficient. Give it a small try first. If you're going camping, maybe just do an overnighter in your backyard first. You know, that's a perfectly good thing to try and see how they cope, because in an environment where they're sleeping outside for the first time, there may be no one getting any sleep that first night. So give them a little try, see how they enjoy it. With the walks, again, it's looking at exposure as well to that sunshine. You know, do you want to do that early in the morning? Maybe a walk would be great when there's not so much hot sun beating down on them. Make sure you take lots of liquids and snacks because they need that kai to keep their energy up. But like I say, if we are thinking about in these times too, camping in your backyard might be a really nice activity. If we are staying at home, there's still lots of things we can do in our own environment. Get a sheet and peg it up to some trees during the day and they can sit in there, be, you know, free from the sun. They can read some books. They can play their games. Yeah. Think outside the square. Yeah.
I think that point you just made as well about, doing things earlier in the morning or later in the arvo instead of that peak heat time during the day. Same with those trips to the park, trips to the beach, you know, or even just, you know, a good game in the, you know, paddling pool outside. Often it is a really hot time and our kids, they'll love it, but they won't last long. They'll need to come in and, you know, rehydrate, have a rest, you know, after maybe 15 minutes or so. It can be really, really hot. And of course, that's that sort of peak burn time as well. So, not exposing yourself too much between, you know, sort of, well, it used to be 10 to 2, but I feel like it's a little bit more these days.
Yeah.
It really,
yeah.
Like, 3 yeah. o'clock, you're still really able to get burnt. So, yeah, it's intense, but it's wonderful. We just got to manage it well.
We do. And we have, we got another question through from Michael. So they ask, when is it suitable to use sunscreen? Mm. I have a wee 5-month-old boy.
So it is suitable to use sunscreen on infants. It is suitable and it's deemed safe. It's about using all other measures to protect their skin from sunburn and using the sunblock as in addition to that. So we are wanting to use, again, loose, light clothing with a thick, close weave to provide that shade to the actual skin. Hats in the pram and the buggy, keeping the buggy in the shade, those sorts of things. You know, using a layer of sunscreen on our baby's legs and arms, face, neck is totally safe and appropriate.
Cool. Lovely. Thank you,
Maxine. So it's appropriate now for your 5-month-old, Michael.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you. Lovely. So I think that is all we've got time for this evening. We have gone through some absolutely fabulous bits of information. You guys are both a font of knowledge. It is awesome to listen to you guys both speak. I hope everyone enjoyed it too. And do either of you have anything you'd like to add, any points you'd like to put out there, maybe that we haven't covered, or anything you want to kind of really get out there from our session this evening?
I was just going to say, look, be kind to yourself, because as Maxine said before, parenting is a journey, and there are days when it's really hard. And if it's the heat that makes it hard, or it's COVID that makes it hard, or whatever it is, you might be parenting alone. See if you can find a buddy. See if you can find somebody just to have a chat to, or that can give you 5 minutes to yourself and supervise your children for you. Ask for that help. Ring Plunkett Line if you need help as well. I mean, that's what we're there for. We're on the journey with you, Whānau Awhine, and we want to be part of that. So I just say, be kind and don't beat yourselves up. We're going through some funny times at the moment, and that looks different for everybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That is awesome. Thank you. And Maxine, do you have anything else you want to add today? Any other points?
Oh, we've covered a lot. So, but I just want to tackle what Mary was saying, because yeah, I think some days we do just need to let the non-important stuff go. Who cares if the house isn't clean? Mm-hmm. As long as there's a clean shirt to put on and a clean dish to eat off, you know, the other stuff doesn't matter. Good, it's, you know, caring for yourself and seeking support when you need it, that's good parenting. That is an important parenting job. You know, so we're not supposed to, do it perfect every day, all the time.
That's so awesome. True.
Good. Such enough a good is message. Good enough, as they say. Eh? Yeah.
It is. I think, especially in the current times we're living in now, I think that should be everyone's gospel. Everyone's.
And just relaxing and enjoying summer while it lasts, you know. Yeah. Relaxing, enjoying a safe summer.
And the little ease, because they grow so fast.
They do. Yeah, that's right. They do. They really do. Before you know it, they're running around, living their own lives, and, you know, almost barely want to talk to you.
So true.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So enjoy it when they're saying mum 200 times a day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Awesome. Lovely. Well, thank you both much. It's been such a pleasure to spend a little bit of time with you all both this evening. I hope everyone has enjoyed their this chat as well today. Thank you for people who posted their questions too. That's awesome. And if anyone has any any ideas that they want us to have for live chats this coming year, anything that you want to see us discuss, please do send us a private message here at Fano Athena Plunkett, and you might just see us chatting about your topic somewhere down the line. We are always open to suggestions. If you would like any more kind of useful tips about what we've spoken about today, or anything on lots of other parenting topics, you can go to our website. So it's plunkett.org.nz. There is a bunch of information about summer safety tips, general health and well-being. Also, there's a really great car seat section on there as well with lots of videos. So really good to check out that too. And as always, you can always have a chat with one of our Plunkett nurses. They're available on 0800 933 922 24/7. There is always someone there at the end of the line if you need us. So please call us at any point. Cool. So again, thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you, Myra. Thank you, Maxine. Thank you for all of you watching. Bye. And see you guys next time. Ka kite. Bye, everyone.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. Ki pai tō raumate.
Bye.